This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Borrowed money, borrowed time. The separation of money and politics in the Eurozone seems to be unraveling. First, the Greek government falls, then it reassembles. Now, Italy looks shaky. Can the Euros hold their value when the voters are this restless? On Monday, November 7th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste Headlee is on assignment. Did you hear? An earthquake over the weekend in Oklahoma, of all places. Lots to catch you up on this morning. An earthquake of scandal for the Penn State football program. We'll learn the details. And Greek voters will eventually get to have some say about the Euro crisis. Are Italian voters maybe next? Here's what got you talking. Peter from Watsonia, Australia, writes this to thetakeaway.org. Greece is a small country currently being used as the benchmark for the stability of the euro and that of its member states. If the EU cannot fix the problem of Greece, how can the world have confidence in the EU maintaining a stable economy? Give us a call with your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin with the headlines where in Greece, some citizens are cautiously daring to believe it's a beautiful Monday morning.
I believe it will be a better day, a new day for Greece and for the economy of Greece. It will be a better day, believe me.
Voices in Athens reacting to a complicated plan to transition Greece to a new government without current Prime Minister George Papandreou. It is expected that the new National Unity government will be formed to tackle the country's debt crisis.
A historical day for Greece. We will have a coalition government very soon, early next week.
That's a Greek government spokesman there. The opposition, though, says the first order of business for this coalition government will be ratifying the new and shaken European financial rescue package, according to this parliament member, Evangelos Antonaros.
The main aim of this agreement, of this coalition agreement, is to accept what was agreed last week in Brussels and to put it into action.
More on the Greek situation and the broader issues for the Eurozone in just a few minutes. Five Occupy Atlanta protesters were arrested overnight near a downtown park that's been a site of anti-Wall Street protests similar to the ones being held in other cities. 19 were arrested in the same park yesterday. Only two minor injuries have been reported, but there is visible damage from that earthquake that hit Oklahoma over the weekend. The 5.6 magnitude quake was the biggest ever recorded in the state. It's been followed by a series of smaller aftershocks. In Connecticut, almost 90,000 people are still without electricity more than a week after that early snowstorm. And two high-ranking Penn State officials will be arraigned today. They face charges they lied to a grand jury investigating sexual abuse allegations against former football assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Athletic director Tim Curley and his senior vice president for business and finance, Gary Schultz, resigned last night. Sandusky, the longtime Nittany Lion defensive coordinator, is charged with sexually abusing eight boys in an at-risk mentoring program separate from the Penn State football program. The convicted terrorist known as Carlos the Jackal goes on trial in Paris today in connection with bomb attacks on trains in France in the early 1980s that killed 11 people. The 62-year-old Venezuelan is already serving a life sentence. Bleak outlook for the NBA lockout. The players' union says it will not accept the owner's current proposal by a Wednesday deadline, and it was a record start and finish at the New York City Marathon yesterday. More than 47,000 people ran the race. Kenya's Jeffrey Mutai shattered the course record by finishing in 2 hours and 5 minutes. Asian markets mostly down this morning. European indices also down, and futures on Wall Street in concert with the rest of the shaky markets. Also down. The Dow gets underway at 11,983. The S&P opens at 1,253. and the Nasdaq begins trading at 26.86. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about the latest from Greece and that premise of the Eurozone that somehow economics and politics are separated. It looks like it's not working out that way. Throughout the morning, we're also going to focus on poverty. In just a few hours, the census releases a report on what poverty looks like. It goes beyond just measuring income and expenses, which is the way poverty has been measured for almost 50 years, and hopes to get a better snapshot of the experience of America's poor. We'll talk about that. Being poor looks different if you're living in New York, inner city Detroit, or rural Oklahoma. Tell us, what does the poverty situation look like? What are the triggers in your community? Going beyond the numbers, we want you to give us a story. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Stay with us. Coming up, Greece and Italy.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.